Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Being Peace by Thich Nhat Hanh introduces mindfulness as a practical way to meet the pressures of modern life without losing compassion or clarity. Known for bringing engaged Buddhism to global audiences, the author connects inner peace with social peace, arguing that calm awareness is not an escape from the world, but a basis for wise action within it. The book presents simple, grounded practices, such as mindful breathing, conscious walking, and attentive listening, then shows how they can transform everyday moments at home, at work, and in community life. Rather than treating peace as an abstract ideal, it frames peace as something you cultivate in your body, speech, and relationships. The tone is gentle and direct, encouraging readers to begin where they are and to practice in small, repeatable steps. It also emphasizes responsibility, inviting readers to reduce suffering not only in themselves, but also in families and societies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, peace as a daily practice, not a distant goal. A central theme is that peace is built through ordinary actions repeated with awareness. The book encourages readers to stop treating calm as something that arises after problems are solved. Instead, mindfulness is presented as a way to relate differently to problems while they are happening. Through accessible practices like following the breath, relaxing the body, and taking mindful steps, the reader learns to interrupt automatic reactions such as rushing, judging, or blaming. This shift matters because many forms of suffering are amplified by habit energy, the momentum of anxiety and irritation that runs on its own. By returning to the breath or the sensation of walking, you create a small space between stimulus and response. That space becomes freedom. You can choose a kinder word, a more patient decision, or no action at all until you are stable. The approach also normalizes starting over. Each moment offers another chance to come back without self-punishment. Over time, these micro choices accumulate into a steadier mind and a more peaceful presence that others can feel. Secondly, mindful communication and deep listening. The book highlights communication as a primary arena where peace is either created or destroyed. Speech can transmit understanding, but it can also spread fear and resentment. Mindful speaking is framed as speech rooted in awareness of intention and impact. Before responding, the reader is encouraged to pause, notice emotional heat, and speak only what is helpful and true in the moment. Equally important is deep listening, which is described as listening with the aim of understanding rather than winning. This kind of listening requires stability, because another person's anger or pain can easily trigger defensiveness. Mindful breathing becomes a support that lets you stay present while someone else expresses difficult feelings. The benefit is not only improved relationships, but also the reduction of conflict cycles. When one person listens without interruption or condemnation, the other often softens, and new information emerges. The book treats reconciliation as a practice, not a dramatic breakthrough. Small commitments, such as one calm conversation, one honest apology, or one decision to refrain from harsh words, can gradually rebuild trust in families, friendships, and workplaces. Thirdly, interbeing seeing connection to reduce suffering. Another key topic is the insight of interbeing, the idea that nothing exists in isolation. This perspective invites readers to look beyond individual blame and recognize conditions that shape behavior, upbringing, culture, fear, and unmet needs. When you see that your well-being is linked to others, compassion becomes more natural and less forced. The book uses this lens to reframe common struggles. Anger, for example, is not merely a personal flaw, but often a signal of pain and misunderstanding. By observing anger in the body and mind, and by recognizing the wider causes that feed it, you can respond with care rather than aggression. Interbeing also supports gratitude and responsibility. Everyday comforts depend on countless people and resources, which can inspire simpler living and more ethical choices. This is not presented as guilt, but as clarity. When your view widens, actions like conserving energy, consuming more thoughtfully, or treating coworkers with respect are no longer separate from spiritual practice. They are part of a coherent path where insight naturally expresses itself as compassion. Fourthly, engaged mindfulness in social and political life. Being Peace is often associated with the author's emphasis on engaged Buddhism, where contemplative practice supports social action. The book suggests that activism without inner stability can reproduce the very anger and division it seeks to heal. Mindfulness becomes a way to act without becoming consumed by hostility. This does not mean passivity. It means learning to ground action in clarity, non-hatred, and realistic understanding. The reader is encouraged to examine motivations. Are you acting to relieve suffering or to punish someone you see as an enemy? The book also points to the importance of community, implying that sustained compassionate action is difficult alone. Practicing with others helps maintain discipline, hope, and perspective. Engaged mindfulness can show up in many forms: volunteering, voting, educating, participating in nonviolent movements, or simply bringing calm presence to tense meetings. The underlying message is that societal peace is built from individual and collective habits of attention. When individuals learn to pause, listen, and see interconnection, communities can handle disagreement with less dehumanization and more constructive dialogue. Lastly, building a stable inner refuge through simple exercises, the book repeatedly returns to foundational exercises that create an inner refuge you can access anywhere. Breath awareness is treated as the most portable tool that is always available and can steady the nervous system during stress. Mindful walking offers another method, using the rhythm of steps to reunite mind and body. The reader is guided to treat routine activities as practice opportunities, such as eating, washing dishes, or arriving at work. This approach removes the pressure to find perfect conditions for meditation. It also trains continuity, the ability to carry presence across changing situations. A stable inner refuge is not portrayed as a permanent blissful state. It is the capacity to return again and again to what is real in the present moment. The benefit is practical resilience. When grief, conflict, or uncertainty arises, you are less likely to collapse into panic or numbness. Instead, you can acknowledge pain, care for it, and choose the next skillful step. Over time, the exercises support a calmer baseline and a more compassionate way of meeting yourself and others. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want mindfulness that feels humane, practical, and connected to everyday relationships and social realities. It can serve beginners who need simple entry points like breathing and walking, and it can also refresh experienced meditators who have become overly technical or detached from real-world concerns. The main benefit is a shift from managing life through force to meeting life through awareness. By practicing small pauses, mindful speech, and deep listening, readers often find they react less, repair relationships faster, and feel more grounded during stress. The emphasis on interbeing can soften rigid self-focus and increase compassion without sentimentality, which can improve family life, teamwork, and civic engagement. Compared to many mindfulness books that frame practice primarily as personal productivity or stress hacks, Being Peace stands out for integrating inner calm with ethical responsibility and nonviolent action. Its guidance is simple enough to apply immediately, yet deep enough to revisit as circumstances change. For readers seeking a lasting framework for peace that extends beyond the meditation cushion, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.